Masechet Avot Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Pirkei Avot, very famously, the Mishnayot that talk about how a person should conduct himself, how he should refine himself, how he should properly act, very unique, as opposed to the rest of the Masechtot of Mishnah, which talk about halachic rulings. Here we're focused on character traits, midot, and conduct that a person should really focus inward, how he can refine himself and achieve shelemut, spiritual perfection, which is the goal of the creation of the world. Masechet Avot starts off by talking about the Mesorah. Starts off by saying, Moshe kibel Torah mi-Sinai. Moshe received the Torah from Sinai, from Har Sinai. Hachamim asked the question, why are we starting off a book of ethics by mentioning that Moshe received the Torah from Sinai? What does that really have to do when it comes to how to properly conduct oneself? The Bartenura comments that, of course, the rest of the world as well has a philosophy of ethics. Many books have been written by the non-Jewish philosophers about how to act. But when it comes to the conduct that they dictate to be correct, that's all subjective. That's them coming to a conclusion on their own, as opposed to the way the Jewish people work. Moshe kibel Torah mi-Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah from Sinai. Included in that Torah is not only civil matters, and it's not only ritualistic matters, the rest of the mitzvot, but it also includes conduct, midot, how a person should act. So Moshe Rabbeinu received this Torah, which included the proper way to act, Umsara li Yehoshua, and he gave it over to Yehoshua. V'Yehoshua lezekinim, Yehoshua gave it over to the elders. V'zekinim leNeviim, the zekinim gave it over to the prophets. U'Neviim mesaruha le'anshe keneset ha'gedolah, those Neviim gave it over to the men of the great assembly, who were the 120 great people who lived at the beginning of the second Bet HaMikdash. So we're going through the chain of Mesorah. We're proving that this has been given over from one generation to the next, all the way till the time when the Mishnah itself was written. Hem Amiru Shelosha Devarim. These great rabbis had three famous sayings that they were known for, three things that were so important to the survival of the Mesorah, the tradition, and Torah. They were, Hevu Mitunim Badin. Be very deliberate in judgment, be very patient in judgment, talking to the judges of how they decide legal matters. Take every case and analyze it on its own. Don't think, oh, I've had so many similar questions in the past. You know what, this is one that I've seen before. Let me rush through it. But there are often variables or details or nuance when it comes to each case individually that maybe could flip the entire decision. So be very deliberate, be very patient when making judgment. That applies also not only to judges, but to us as well. When we're dealing with people, we have the ability to jump to conclusions very quickly about what we think of others or what others are up to. Be very careful before you pass judgment. Dan lekaf zechut. Judge people in a favorable manner. Don't jump to conclusions, lekaf chova, in a negative way. Be very careful when looking at other people. That's the first thing that they taught us. Ve'emidu talmidim hadbe, develop many students. Torah is not something that's only for the elite. Torah is for everybody. Everybody has a chelek. Everybody has a portion amongst Torah Israel, as opposed to Rabban Gamaliel, famously in Masechet Berachot, who said, only a student who's tocho kevaro, whose insides are like his outside, that person is refined of character, he's already developed, only that person should be allowed entrance into the Bet Midrash. That was the opinion of Rabbi Gamaliel. Say the rabbis over here, no. Ha'emidu talmidim hadbe. There should be many, many students who are studying Torah. Torah is the possession of every single member of the Jewish people, and therefore it's the job of every judge or every rabbi to teach as many students as possible, whether they're bright, whether they're developing, whether they're young, whether they're old. It doesn't matter. You should have many, many talmidim, many students. And then lastly, ve'asu seyag la Torah, make a fence around the Torah. When the Torah is being looked at, we have to understand that it's the most precious thing in the world. Violation of the Torah, lo aleinu, God forbid, is something that is so so profoundly problematic that a person has to look at it and say, how do I protect it? How do I make sure that the integrity of Torah stays and that we don't have any violation of the Torah on a biblical level? The rabbis have the advice of asus siyag la Torah, make a fence around the Torah. Maybe certain things, for example, on Shabbat would be permitted, but the rabbis outlawed them in order to protect the integrity of Shabbat. For example, there are certain items that a person, while on a deoraita level, is allowed to hold on to them. Hachamim came and made a gezerah. They made a fence around the Torah, and they said that these items are mukseh. We're nervous that if a person is allowed to hold on to them, he may use them in a prohibited way on Shabbat. So the rabbis made a gezerah. They made a fence around the Torah to protect the sanctity and the integrity of Shabbat. Throughout these mishnayot, we'll have so much to say, but we have to hold back and not really deliver all the chidushim that we want in order to keep these mishnayot to a concise amount of time. But Bezrat Hashem, we'll enjoy studying Pirkei Avot together.